Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today we have an amazing story about the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, and a butcher. A butcher is a person that doesn't shecht the animal, doesn't slaughter it, doesn't actually kill the animal for kosher food, but rather he cuts up the meat after it's been slaughtered. And in this case, the story happened that it was early evening, and the butcher brought a carcass, a dead animal, to the Alter Rebbe, and he wanted to know if it was kosher or not. For example, how could it not be kosher? Let's say, for example, he cuts open the animal, and he finds that the lung, the part of the body where the air is held in when we breathe in, the air goes into our lung, and let's say in the lung there was a hole so that the animal couldn't really take a deep breath. Well, an animal that has a hole in the lung will not live for the year. And when an animal will not live for the year, if he had not been slaughtered, he wouldn't have lived out the year, then that animal is called treif, a torn animal, meaning it's not healthy enough to have lived, and therefore may not eat it. So this butcher had such an animal that it looked to him like perhaps it was treif. He didn't know. He's not a rav. But he wanted Alter Rebbe to look at it and tell him whether the animal is kosher or treif. So the Alter Rebbe takes the animal, the dead animal, and he examines it. And then he takes down a sefer from the shelf, and he begins to learn from it. Then he takes another sefer down, and he begins to learn from there. Another sefer, and another sefer, another sefer, and soon there's a large pile of sfarim, some on the desk, some of them put back on the shelf, some on the other side of the desk. And he's looking and looking and learning and learning. And after a while, the butcher, he waits and waits and waits, but he falls asleep after a while in the chair. And it's later and later. Then about midnight, the butcher suddenly wakes up. He says to the Alter Rebbe, Rebbe, you're still investigating this question? You're still investigating the Shaila? The Alter Rebbe says, yes, I'm still looking at different opinions and I'm still investigating it. And so the butcher says, Rebbe, please, it's not worth all this time of yours. Okay, so we'll throw the carcass in the garbage. We won't use it. We won't use it for Jewish meat. Or we'll sell it to a non-Jew. The Alter Rebbe became very serious, and he said to the butcher, if you understood how this cow's soul is begging me, please, to decide that it is actually kosher, that you wouldn't have said what you just said. And he went back to continue to learn more and more books, more and more opinions, and more insights into this question. Finally, about morning, as it was beginning to become morning, the Alter Rebbe finished all his learning, and he said to the butcher, the animal is kosher. You can use it. You can sell it to a Jew. The Jew can eat it. The Jew can use it for their cholent. Kosher. So what do we see from this story? That halacha, Jewish law, is actually more than just learning what is allowed, what is not allowed, and so forth. But there's a certain godliness, even a certain godly energy, even in a cow. And everything is made in a way to serve Hashem, one way or another. But if the meat from the cow could be used by a Jew to do a mitzvah such as owning Shabbos, enjoying a good cholent on Shabbos, then the meat of that cow and the godly energy which allows it to exist becomes part of holiness. And that's what the soul of the cow, so to speak, wanted. And so too, everything in the world is put here to serve a purpose in serving Hashem. And it's our job as Jews to make use of these things, whether it's our car that we use to do a mitzvah, or our bike that we use it to do a mitzvah, or our house that we invite a friend over and do the mitzvah of achnas zorchim, or our money that we use some of it for tzedakah, and so on and so on. Thank you very much for joining the story of the day. Let us try to do more and more and more mitzvahs, learn more and more Torah, daven better and better to bring Mashiach quicker. Thank you for joining the story of the day.